How about the black defendant striking white jurors?
I think that presents a different.
Why couldn't, based on it, he say, well, there's the history of the death penalty in this community is such that there's prejudice against blacks. There's prejudice against blacks, especially if they kill a white. And so I think that whites, there's a reasonable possibility that whites on this jury will be prejudiced against this defendant. And that's why, so I'm going to strike all the whites I can, strictly on a racial basis, assuming that they, that, not assuming, but I think that they will be prejudiced against my clients. Now, what about that?
Well, the harm is there, perhaps, but maybe not as severe, because in most areas of the country, I believe that even if a defendant exercises all of his challenges, he will not succeed in eradicating.
But nevertheless, as you answered to Justice Brennan a while ago, you think it's the reason that is bad, the reason for striking. So there would be a racial reason for striking a white.
That's right.
And you say, but that's permissible.
I think that it is not as serious a problem.
Well, that isn't what I asked. Would that be constitutionally permissible or not? Would that be constitutionally permissible to strike the whites because of the...
What would be the constitutional basis for a claim that was not permissible? What restricts a defendant from striking anybody he wants, or saying, I don't like blacks, or I don't like Jews, or whatever he wants to say?
Well, the defendant...
No state action involved
that,
there.
I think there. That's exactly the point, is that there is no state action involved where the defendant is exercising his...
Well, there might be under an equal protection challenge if it's the state system that allows that kind of a strike.
I believe that that is... possible. I'm really not prepared to answer that specific question, but the idea of the Bill of Rights is to afford protection to the specific defendant.